Hello, and welcome to Condensed Truth, the Essential X-Files podcast. I'm your host, Shelby.
And I'm Laura.
And we are back, as promised. Wrap-up episode. We decided, like, 2 days ago we're going to record.
Yep.
No ideas, no questions.
Just going for it.
Let's just wrap this shit up.
Yeah, that, like, SpongeBob insert where it's, like, an eternity later.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Wyatt.
Hi, Wyatt.
He's messing up the mic setup.
Yeah, he had to say hi.
Yeah, he was like last episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, we finally finished. We watched more episodes than I thought we would. Yeah. I was like, I think I entered this, which we could just start here because my idea was that you could get the essence of the X-Files if you watch, like, what I deem the most important episodes. And mm-hmm. then I expanded that definition. But now that we've finished, I'll let you go first. Do you think you got the essence of the X-Files? You've also seen some other X-Files episodes outside of these.
I have.
For the most part, this is mostly what you've seen of the X-Files.
Correct. This is most of what I've seen of the X-Files. And I would have to say that, yeah, like, I do think that this is, like, a good way to get a feel for the show. Like, I do think mm-hmm. that, like, I have a pretty good understanding of what the X-Files is. Like, its strengths and its weaknesses, its height and its downfall from the episodes that we watched. Like, I think that it is actually a very good picture.
Okay, that's great. I feel like I've come out on the other side a little less confident with my stated mission. I don't know. Like, I think I am a person that, like, does feel like you can skip episodes of certain TV shows.
Oh, absolutely.
I do think skip, and I think watching it all in order is a little overrated because I think, unless it's, like, something super serialized, I think you'll pick it up as you go. And it's perfectly fine to just jump in and out of a TV show. But I do feel like you do have to watch more X-Files than this. I think that's my conclusion. I think this is, like, a really good beginner course, but I feel like there's just a lot of, like, nonsense in the middle. Like, just, like, a random, perfectly fine, like Monster of the Week episode is kind of crucial to, like, the vibe.
Yeah. I think this is a good, like, 101 course. And I think mm-hmm. that it's, like, if you've never seen the X-Files and you're self-conscious about it because all your friends are talking about the X-Files or whatever, now you can say that you've seen the X-Files if you've kind of followed along with the pod, but you're still not, like, one of those, like, diehard core fans who can bring up, you know, like, these random episodes or something. Like,
you can't go bar for bar with me.
Yeah.
But, like, few can.
Right. Exactly. So I think, like, it's a good, like, sort of little intro gateway into the world of the X-Files. And then if you want to pursue more, you absolutely can.
Yeah, I hope someone watched this and kind of got a taste for what made the show so great, because it is a really great show. And it does feel, like, super influential. I think you watch this and you're like, oh, that's why there's so many procedurals. Like, obviously, like, Law and Order is, like, a huge piece of the procedural, Homicide, a lot of other ones. But I mm-hmm. feel like the X-Files kind of, like, procedural without being so, like, copish. Like, it is copish, but, like, it's also just, like, very postmodern. It's just very inventive. It's very creative. And
it really
played a huge role in the landscape of TV. And I hope by watching some of these episodes, you got that. Some of them are a little confusing. But
yeah, it's also, like, they're definitely cops, but they're kind of the most ridiculous form of cops. Like, they're investigating supernatural phenomena. It's just kind of funny in that way, you know? It's like, yeah, technically they are FBI agents, they're cops, but they're kind of the most ridiculous form of cop.
It would honestly be so bizarre to be, like, interrogated by Mulder and Scully.
Yeah.
It would just be like, I don't know what's going on. Like, do I need a lawyer? This guy's asking me about aliens. Like, what am I supposed to do here?
Yeah.
I also thought it would be a really funny bit to just, like, never do the wrap-up episode. Because, like, I really wasn't feeling it, to be honest.
Yeah. That's fair.
I have, like, my hobbies kind of ebb and flow. Mm-hmm. Like, they're always there, but they'll be, like, dormant. And to be honest, I've kind of forgotten about Mulder and Scully for the time being.
Oh my gosh, Shelby.
Like, I'll watch an episode, I'll be like, that was good, I enjoyed it, but I shifted to Roy Eye mode, so you know.
Well, I mean, not to say that Roy Eye mode is a more powerful mode, but it's a more powerful mode.
Kind of mention it, but I actually just finished rewatching Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm rewatching the 03 one of Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just like, I kind of fell out. Like, yeah. I will return to the X-Files eventually, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's normal for interests to ebb and flow and for hobbies to ebb and flow like that. And I totally get not wanting to do the wrap-up episode because it's kind of like so much of the past 3 years has been the podcast, which is crazy,
so crazy
to think that, like, we started doing this in 2021 and now it's like the end of 2024, but like that's a lot of time spent dedicated to the X-Files that, like, you deserve as much time as you need before you, like, come back and get, like, fully into it, and you, like, you deserve your other hobbies and interests deserve attention too, you know.
It's good because I do feel insane when I'm, like, really into the X-Files, which I have, like, felt insane because I've been really into Fullmetal Alchemist lately. So,
yeah,
I'm always insane. It's just, like, about who.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You know, but yeah, like, we were in our 20s when we started this. And now we're in our 30s. Like,
okay, I hadn't thought about it like that yet.
We're, like, old now, like. I have acid reflux now.
I have a chronic illness now.
Yeah. But yeah, it does feel really good to finish it. Like,
yeah.
I was thinking about this because I interpret everything in the filter of my mind, right? I think everybody does. That's a stupid thing to say. But
Shelby just describing being a person.
Yeah. I'm describing consciousness. So Do you know the Mountain Goat song for Roger Maris? It's an unreleased one, so I don't know if you've heard it or not. It's a pretty, like, it's a more unknown unreleased one, right? It's like to me it's in the family of, like, my inner Joan Crawford vehicle, like a song he performed once on a cruise.
Right, yeah.
Right. Song for Roger Maris, I think, is pretty similar. Actually, I tried to look this up and it wasn't even on the Mountain Goats wiki, because they list how many times the song is played. I couldn't even find Roger Maris, song for Roger Maris. Anyway, it was recorded at some point. Do you know who Roger Maris is?
No.
Okay. You know who Babe Ruth is, of course.
Yes. I figured it was a sports guy. Person.
Yes. Yeah, so Babe Ruth set the home run record in 1929 with 60 home runs. For those who don't know who Babe Ruth is, he is, like, one of the biggest baseball stars. Like, he gets spoken in the same terms of, like, Shohei, because they're both, like, he stopped pitching, but he was a pitcher and a hitter, and
I think
incredible talent.
Babe Ruth is still to this day the most famous baseball player. Like, everyone has heard of Babe Ruth in some sort of context.
Exactly. Like, he is an American, like, hero.
Mm-hmm.
In the way Americans make sports heroes.
What's that line from The Sandlot? Like, legends never die or whatever.
Yes, exactly. It's wild because Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs. It set the record. He didn't even win MVP.
That's crazy.
Like,
they're like, no, someone else deserved it more.
He hits 60 home runs. Mm-hmm. And then that's the record until Roger Maris, who is like, he's a good player. He's not Babe Ruth. He's not in the same league as Babe Ruth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in 1960, in 1961, Roger Maris is approaching Babe Ruth's home run record, and he's also a Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
And he does win MVP this year, Roger Maris does. But what's so fascinating about it is that fans hated that he was going to break Babe Ruth's. It looked like he was going to break Babe Ruth's record. And they would like hound him relentlessly.
Mm-hmm.
They were pissed off.
Yeah.
And so like the song is about that. And so like there's this line I kept thinking about. It's like, my father always told me to finish what I start, but my wife's about to leave me and it's going to break my heart. And he's just like, I am suffering. I just have a ticket to destiny that I don't want because it's ruining my life.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was thinking about that and I was like, no, let's just record the final episode. And I'll be like, yeah, we did it.
And now it's over.
My father always told me
to
finish what I start. It was a really big commitment. I had a ton of fun doing this podcast.
I did too.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I don't know if I will ever do a podcast again because it is a lot of work.
It's like you can kind of see how some people make this their entire job because it's like so much work.
Mm-hmm. I'm more impressed with podcasters than I previously was because, it's a lot of work, especially like if you're on like a really research heavy
mm-hmm.
like podcast, like you're not one of those like a bunch of dudes recording their smoke sesh or whatever the fuck.
And they have like audio engineers and someone who's going to edit it, you know?
Yeah. Or sometimes it's just like also poorly edited.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's hard to host. It's hard to edit. It's hard to just. Yeah, motivate yourself to do that kind of stuff. But it was such an endeavor. And I'm just really happy that I have so many thoughts about the X-Files and they have now been dedicated to audio for anyone to stumble upon, I guess. It's mm-hmm. it's kind of a bit odd, too, at the same time, right?
Yeah.
It's very public, but it was a lot of fun. And I also, I got to, close read this show. Because I never read any of those official guides or
mm-hmm.
they might be technically unofficial, but I think they're official. I think they talked to the cast and crew enough that makes them feel official. But those guides, I learned some stories I hadn't heard before. Like it was super fun to just really close read the series. And it really gave me a lot more appreciation for what an astounding series it is. And yeah, it was just, I hope everybody else really enjoyed listening and everybody, all of our guests that came on.
Yeah.
So grateful everybody that spent time talking to us. It was really nice because it's hard to be, it's hard to connect to your friends as an adult, right? Everything just gets so busy. So it was very nice to have our friends come out and spend some time talking with us. And it just was a lot of fun. And
yeah, it really was. I really enjoyed all of our guests that came on. And it was, nice meeting, people from other countries and other backgrounds who were all sort of interested in the X-Files, too. And, yeah, it was just really nice getting to hang out with everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I have anything else to say.
I mean, I just want to thank you, Shelby. You put so much more work into this than I did. you were the host for sure, and with the capital H, and I was the co-host, but it was really fun still getting to work together on this and getting to hang out and the times that we were able to watch things together. And I think of the last movie that we watched together was really fun. Yeah, it was nice to just be able to collaborate together on something, even though you did 95% of the work. I don't deny that. But yeah, I wanted to thank you for having such a fun idea and for, following it through. And I know that it wasn't always fun and you didn't always like doing it. But, it was.
That's true of everything in my life.
But it was a great time, nonetheless.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for co-hosting with me. I always felt kind of I was like, oh man, I've wrapped Laura in this very time intensive 3-year project. I didn't think it was going to take 3 years.
To be fair to you, I offered up to be co-host, so you didn't make me do it. Yeah. I don't think either one of us expected it to take so long, but, you know, we have other things going on in our lives. We have, you know, full-time jobs, so of course it took longer.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah, that's true. It was a lot of fun. It was. And then when it came to the wrap-up, I was like, I can't think of any fun games. I did think about, like, blind ranking. Like, have you ever seen those, like, videos where they give you five random things and you just have to rank them not knowing what else is coming? I thought that'd be fun to blind rank episodes. And I was like, I feel like we've talked about, I have nothing left to say about the X-Files. I didn't think that was possible.
But here we are. Yeah, I was thinking of like trying to like nail down my like favorite recording sessions that we did, like out of all of the episodes that we recorded. And honestly, like, I couldn't, because, like, I was thinking back, like, on all of our different guests and stuff, and, like, they were all so different and so fun and had, like, such different things to say in such different ways. It was just kind of, like, really hard to, like, pick a favorite episode that we did.
Yeah, same. I 100% agree. I think it was just, like, every time it was just, like, something different. I feel like we had so many like episodes like we're just like it was a lot of fun. It was really funny. And then we had like some where it was like really like, damn, like we actually know this episode better than like every other person who ever worked on it. It was like really insightful. Yeah. Like, yeah. What are you going to do with your extra like hour or three hours every other Sunday? Even though we haven't recorded in months, so. What have you been doing?
I've been sleeping in. I've been sleeping in. That's been the biggest one.
That's a good one. I did go on a hike yesterday. My feet are so sore. I just like can't do anything. Yeah. Like, you know, I just waddle from the bed to the couch to the kitchen.
Relatable. I think the ways in which your body changes once you hit 30 and like just kind of continues to change is really funny. Cause like sometimes it's just like, I don't know. Sometimes even staying up past like 11:30 will like make me the next day be like, oh my God, I'm so tired.
This isn't new to my 30s, but for a couple years, I can't sleep in past like 11. I wake up, like, by 10, like, even on the weekends. Well, obviously, I have to wake up at the weekdays. But
waking up at, like, I kind of wake up at 8 on the weekends, 8 to, like, 9, pretty much no matter what. Like, it's rare for me to be, like, I may just be laying in bed, but it's rare for me to, like, not be awake by then. Yeah. Just because my body's used to getting up at 7 every day for 5 days.
Yeah, I can't unlearn that. Which is funny because it was in high school, too, but I still slept through till like 1 p.m.
Totally.
I got to figure out how the hell you wrap your feet so they don't blister so bad. Because I was like, I feel like I had enough stamina to walk farther. I was like, I think I hiked like 6 or 6.5 miles.
That's a good hike.
Yeah. And it was like, I am tired, but I feel like the last 2 miles for me just being like, well, also I drank all the water I had by like mile 2 or 3. And so I didn't have any water. My feet hurt. And I just like kept resting on benches. But I was just like, God, my feet hurt so bad.
Yeah.
And then it was like when I first started my hike, I was like irritated because I hadn't seen an alligator. I was like, where the fuck are the alligators?
Right behind that bench.
Yeah, and then, like, I started down that trail, and I saw, like, this, just, like, the head, the nose, and the eyes sticking out, and I kept staring at it, and I was like, is that a tree, or am I not tripping, and that is an alligator?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's an alligator. And then that one that was like just straight up laying like right in the shell. So you could definitely could tell it was an alligator.
Yeah.
And then lots of birds. It's a really pretty park. There's not like a ton of trees. So some of the trails were like a little like in the sun, yeah. And it's so hot. Yeah.
And to run out of your water too, it's like oof.
Yeah. Yeah. I should know better. I don't think I realized like how hot it was gonna be. I knew it was gonna be hot, but it was like yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. One thing is we record on Sundays, mm-hmm. and so now I get my Sundays back because it's football season. Is a very funny thing. It's football season again, and when we started this podcast, my beloved Houston Texans were dog shit, and now they're like really good. So, you know, this is what I never remember how much I cut it, because like by the time we finished any episode, I was complaining about my team, because mm-hmm. I think And for a while, we recorded it after the game, because I usually play at noon. And so I'd watch the game, and then I'd come on here, and then I would be like, oh, my team is so bad. Like, they're so miserable. But I think I mostly cut that. I don't remember how much I left in it. But they're good again, and I can use this podcast. It's like, I am not a fair weather fan. I'm not a bandwagon fan. I've been watching this horrible team for years. So they're actually doing this for me more than they are doing this for, like, a lot of these fans.
Right. You know? Shelby, I don't think anyone would ever be able to accuse you of being a bandwagon fan on anything.
No.
When you get into something, you really get into something, though. So it's like...
Right. But, like, you can... I have this saying. I don't think people can be... bandwagon fans for their hometown team, because that's just being a fair weather fan, right? You're naturally inclined. But even a fair weather fan, you could call me a fair weather fan with the Astros, because like I didn't get back into the Astros until like 2015. But in my defense, I didn't get back into sports, like seriously, because I like watched sports growing up and like went to games and stuff. But I was like just like very, very casual about it. I was a child. I was also a girl, right? Yeah. Like, I think there are plenty of girls that get into sports seriously as girls. But that's not like the expected path.
Yeah.
So, but yes, I was not watching those really awful Astros teams. But I was watching those awful Texans teams. And I watched some of the awful Rockets teams. So, yes. But I do think football is like the most I love baseball as a sport more, but like the Texans are like very special to me.
Well, I mean,
in a way that my other teams aren't really.
Yeah, I mean, it's also like we're from Texas. We live in Texas. Football is the biggest sport in Texas. Like, I don't know for you, but like for me, I'm from a small town. Obviously, I know you're not from a small town, but I'm from a small town. And it's like, even before I was in high school, when I had to be at every football game, like, that's what everyone did on Friday night, was go to the high school football game, like the entire town. Like, you didn't not do that. So it's like, you kind of just like, we just grow up in a culture of football here, I feel. Wyatt, are you glad that the podcast is over now that you can just have Shelby's attention all day Sunday?
Well, he'll try to use it to get me to take him outside. Yeah. So kind of an L for me. he's addicted to going outside. But this will not surprise you, but I was such like a rebellious, like I hate high school kid.
Yeah.
I didn't go to prom. I didn't go to homecoming.
Yeah, this
I
all
went
tracks.
To like 3 football games in my life. I thought they were weird when I did go. I said, it really ain't that big of a deal. Everyone just sees it. And granted, one of these games is like a really like serious like playoff game.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, calm down. But yeah, I don't know. Like, there's just something about like high school football I still don't get, even as a Texan.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's, you know what, actually, I was going to say that's all. We have one more group, I think, to thank, which is our lovely audience.
Yes.
Our passionate listeners. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
All my cringe thoughts that have permeated your ear holes. Sorry.
Over the past 3 years.
Yeah, but yes, thank you everyone for listening. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, this will just exist in the ether.
Yeah.
Now, you know, like maybe people will stumble upon this in years when they put on the Voyager record and they send it out to space so aliens know what we thought about.
Put it on Voyager, like 5.
Yeah, exactly. They're just the entire Mulder ratings can like string together and put on a recording.
Yes.
That's all for me. Anything else? Any wrapping, closing thoughts for you?
Just thanks to all the friends and family and significant others and partners that have supported us throughout all of this. Wyatt.
Yes. Yes, Wyatt.
You know, like, it was also, like, helpful to have them there as, like, emotional support and technical support for me especially. Technical support throughout all this time.
Thank you, Raina, for the soundtrack, the theme song,
yes,
too.
Yes, Raina composed.
Our closing song, I guess.
Yeah.
Our theme song is the X-Files theme song, but the closing song is a Raina original.
Yes, it is. Just, it's been fun. It's like, it was like really nice to do something with you, Shelby.
Yeah.
Post-college as adults.
Yes. Well, we will see y'all never.
This is it.
We'll be around.
Yeah.
Laura Helley has private social media. I have a Twitter I don't use anymore.
I barely use my Twitter either, so...
So I am on Blue Sky as alphacouple.bsky.social. I've been trying to post there a little bit more, but I don't know. Around if you feel so inclined to reach out. But yeah, maybe in 10 years I'll forget all the hard work and I'll be like, I should do a podcast again, you know? Going from our 30s to our 40s. I doubt it, though.
Yeah, you know, we'll see.
I don't even know if we'll be alive. Like, the world may be plunged into nuclear holocaust by then.
Too real, Shelby. Too
real. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. See how we feel then.
Texas falls into the ocean. Yeah. Well, I'm. You can't see me. Laura can't see me because my webcam broke. But I'm saluting y'all. It's been an honor. And yeah. Bye.
Bye.